You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 4 and verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." I want you to note that the basis for repentance in the preaching of Jesus here is for you to experience the kingdom of God. You see, you can look at repentance from a negative or positive perspective. Somebody can repent so that he will not go to prison. Another person can repent so that he can build a fulfilling life. In both cases, they seem to be repenting. But the reason for repentance truly is that we might all experience the kingdom of God. It is okay if you repented because you were afraid to go to the lake of fire. But once you have repented and come to the Lord, you must then know things properly. That the basis for the preaching of Jesus is the kingdom of God. You see, God created a garden, which is a representation of a kingdom. And his goal is that that garden will be spread across the earth. But Adam sinned and fell. And what he did next was to create a physical kingdom in the nation of Israel. So from that, they now understand the mind of God. So King David was like a representative of Christ. God gave him the kingdom and he became the king. It determines what happened. Did you know in the days of King David, there was no Israelite that was afraid that somebody would kill them? Because they had a commander who had all the military strategy and would protect them. Now, Jesus, while teaching his disciples how to pray, said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." There is now the kingdom of God. Remember again, he says somewhere, he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." Also, the scripture says that we have been delivered from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. The question the disciple asked him when he was leaving was, "Will you now hand over the kingdom to us?" You know, they were still waiting for the kingdom that they had, that was headed by David. But they didn't still understand at that time that the kingdom that God now wants to spread on the face of the earth is his kingdom. And the king in that kingdom is Jesus Christ. So the life of the kingdom is a completely different life. He said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." A lot of believers do not know the kingdom. You have come to Jesus. You have come to confess Jesus, but you don't know the kingdom. And that's why you also don't understand the king. And that's part of the reason why you labor, you are struggling, you are going here and there, you don't have direction in life. Once anybody comes into the kingdom, there is purpose, there is direction. So you could see that in the garden, Adam had a purpose. He had direction. Everything became clear. In the kingdom, it is so. In fact, the kingdom is so powerful that your sustenance is dependent on the kingdom. So he said, if you seek the kingdom, you wouldn't have to worry about food. You wouldn't have to worry about house, about clothing, all of those things. They are not going to be your concern. The reason these things are the concerns of believers is because they do not yet experience the kingdom. The kingdom is just something they read in the Bible. It's not a reality to them. I pray that God in his mercy will open your eyes to see the reality of the kingdom. So Jesus expects that when you repent, the next thing that should happen is an experience of the kingdom. So the basis for repentance is to experience the kingdom. My prayer is that you will experience that kingdom in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.